Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is sky. S-K-Y.
Really?
You bet your life! More than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Groucho!
What's the last name? Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples tonight. Mr. Fetterman, who's first to try it for the $1,500?
Well, just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected two young people who said they'd like to get married someday. And here they are, Miss Bobette Bentley and Mr. Les Oots. Come in here and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, youngsters, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Bobette Bentley, that's you, I presume.
That's me.
Very attractive girl, Miss Bentley. How old are you?
18.
Oh, pretty tall for 18, aren't you?
I sure am.
What are you, about 5'9"?
About that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a lot of girl, and pretty classy, too. And Les Oots?
That's right.
You think I'm going to look at you tonight, you're crazy, huh? How old are you, Mr. Oots? I'll Oots him out of everything, huh?
24.
Where are you from, Mr. Oots? I usually call him by that first name, but Oots really fascinates me.
I'm from Haley, Idaho.
Haley, Idaho. That sounds like a yodel, huh? Haley, Idaho. Why aren't you married, Bobette, a beautiful girl like you?
Well, I'm still young, and I feel that I have plenty of time, and I'm enjoying myself, and no one has asked me.
It's kind of a non sequitur. You mean you're enjoying yourself because nobody asked you? Or nobody asked you and that's why you're enjoying yourself, which isn't.
Well, I'm still hopeful.
Well, I think you should be, huh? Why aren't you married, Mr. Oots?
Well, in my occupation, I never have a chance to learn to know a girl well enough.
What are you, a hermit? What sort of work do you do, Mr. O?
Well, I'm a ski instructor in Sun Valley, Idaho.
Oh, you're a ski instructor, huh? And where'd you say you were from, Schenectady? What is your racket? What is your job, Bobette?
I work at RKO Studios.
You work at RKO? Is that so? I used to work for RKO myself. Are you doing what I used to do there?
I don't think so.
Well, that explains why you're still working there. What is your function at RKO?
I'm a messenger girl.
A messenger girl?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're not delivering messages, what do?
Well, I take the people around to the sets and show them the sights.
Oh, I remember. I was one of the sights you used to show the visitors. Did you see me there?
Yes, I believe I did, Mr. Marks. I saw you in the studio cafe.
In the studio cafe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where I was working. Howard Hughes is very fussy. He won't let anybody wash his personal dishes but me. Has anything embarrassing ever happened to you as a messenger? What a ridiculous question that is. Huh?
Well, no, not exactly as a messenger girl. Something did happen funny to me while I was working there, however, on a weekend when I went to Balboa. Would you like to hear about it?
I certainly would. I'm all ears.
Well, I was...
Pretty near, anyway.
At Balboa, I was vacationing over the weekend, and I was in swimming. And I happened to meet a very cute boy who was really darling. And we started talking, and we were really having a very
Don't
nice...
Don't rub it in, Bobette. You say he's a cute boy, let it go at that, huh?
He was
I've
a cute
had
boy.
My moments, too, you know.
And we began talking...
You should have caught me around the McKinley administration. Huh? I was as hot as a firecracker in those days. And just about as interesting, too. What happened while you were in the water with this?
So he asked me out dancing, and I was just about ready to say yes. But then I got out of the water, and he got out of the water, and he came up to about here. And so I refused the date, and I think he was very much relieved.
You think he'd have been embarrassed going out with a tall girl like you?
Well, if I wore low-heeled shoes and walked on my knees, I guess he would have been. Otherwise, I think so.
A little difficult to dance in that position, isn't it? Well, you're a nice couple, and I'd like to see you get more interested in each other, and I hope you will before the year is out. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,500 question. But right now, yeah, I want you to forget each other and pay attention to this.
You've got a lot of pleasant surprises coming to you when you own a DeSoto. One of them is the thrill of discovering for yourself what a rugged, dependable car DeSoto is. In the very wettest weather, you can be sure of instant starting, constant running from that powerful DeSoto engine. And why? Because of DeSoto's famous waterproof ignition. Every spark plug, all ignition wires, are kept dry by special neoprene rubber covers. The entire distributor is of splash-proof construction, and the distributor cap is tightly fitted to shed water. In actual tests, the new DeSoto has been driven at faster than normal speeds through flooded city streets. The engine never once wavered, kept on running without missing a beat. Yes, you'll be proud when you discover, as thousands of DeSoto owners have, that your new DeSoto is dependable in all kinds of weather. See the new DeSoto tomorrow at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the value jewel of the low-priced field.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the famous mustaches. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
Want me to tell them the rules first?
Yeah, I don't mind.
All right.
You bet as much. I'd like to hear them myself.
Huh? Well, they go this way. You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions. And then the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $1,500 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You select the famous mustaches. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
15.
What is the name of Great Britain's mustache ex-prime minister?
Oh, how long do we have to answer these?
You have about an hour. But if you don't answer in 10 seconds, we'll have you have to have your bounce. Clement Attlee is right.
Well, you're on your way. You have $35.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. How much of your $35 you're going to bet on your second question?
38.
Is there somebody in the audience that will loan this young couple $3? $31. Is that all right with you, Mr. Oots?
That's fine.
$31.
So what is the name of the Popeye and walrus mustache singing comedian?
Jerry Colonna.
You're climbing, you have $66.
How much are you going to bet now, 75?
64.
That's the $64 question, huh? The actor who plays the kindly Dr. Christian wears a mustache. What's his name?
Gene Herschel.
Gene Herschel is right.
You're really up there now. You have $130.
And here's your last chance to be the other couples. How much will you bet?
Bet 150. No, we'll bet.
Why don't you bet 200 this time?
$129.
All right. New York's governor has a famous mustache. What's his name?
Governor Dewey.
Tom Dewey is right.
You wind up with $259. Besides. Just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected a laundry man and a housewife, Groucho. And here they are, Mrs. Mary Genhart, Mr. Joseph Gribben. Meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Mary Genhart, is that right?
That's right.
And Mr. Joe Gribben.
That's right.
Where are you from, Miss Genhart?
Genhart, that's right. Genhart. From Switzerland.
You're from Switzerland,
from Lucerne.
Huh? From Lucerne?
Yes.
Would you like to go back to Switzerland?
Oh, yes, I would like to go for a visit.
Not permanently, though. Huh?
Oh, no.
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 I shot holes in that pretty fast, didn't I? Do you ever get homesick for Switzerland?
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, what do you get homesick for specifically?
Well, beautiful sceneries and mountains and lakes and, and also for the singing, yodeling, you know, the Swiss cowbells.
Why is this yodeling just confined to Switzerland? They don't yodel in Italy or Spain or Portugal, any of those countries.
Well, I don't know. I think the idea where it's really originally started was when the herders go up to the mountains and they yodel from one mountain top to the other to one another, those herders. I think that's...
Oh, that's where it started?
I think so.
But what do the cows think of this yodeling? I should think after a couple of hours of yodeling, they'd give nothing but oleo margarine. And Mr. Gribben, huh?
Yes.
You're a laundryman, is that?
Yes, I'm a laundryman.
Well, I hope you clean up tonight. And if you do, I'll lose my shirt. But are you married, Mr. Gribben?
Yes, I am.
You've been through the ringer, eh?
Yes.
What laundry do you work for?
I work for the Peerless Laundry.
Peerless Laundry?
Yes, sir.
What do you do in your job?
Oh, I pick up dirty laundry in my truck and take it back clean.
You do it in your truck? You mean you stuff my old shirts in your radiator and it comes out of the exhaust pipe? I wonder my laundry comes back looking like 2 miles of bad road. Well, really, you make a charming couple, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. And if you need a new car, a used car, or a service on the car you've got, just remember your DeSoto Plymouth dealer is the man to see. Now you're going to play a bet your life. Beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The messenger girl and the ski instructor won $259.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected old riddles. I'm sure everybody's familiar with these. See if you remember the answers. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
$15.
Huh? What has four wheels and flies? Talk it over.
Four wheels and flies.
Well, it's a garbage wagon. You should have known that. All right.
You now have $5.
Remember, you're going for $1,500 tonight. That's the big money. Now, how much of the $5 will you bet in your second question?
Three.
Yes. Three. What do you lose when you stand up?
I'm just so nervous, I think.
Sorry, I don't know what
I said. Well, it's your lap.
Your lap.
You now have $2.
The voice of doom over here. Huh? Here's your third question. How much of the $2 are you going to bet?
It's a dollar.
A dollar. What state is round at both ends and high in the middle?
Ohio.
Ohio is right.
Well, you're climbing again. You have $3.
All right, here's your last chance to beat the other couples. You going to bet the $3?
$2.
$2.
Two?
Yes.
What is black and white and red all over?
Black and white and red all over.
I can't think. I just can't think.
A newspaper.
Well, Groucho, they went broke.
Oh. Well, we can't let them go away broke, eh? I'll give you this question. If you get it right, you win $10. Think hard now. No help in the audience. You ready? Who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Steve
Grant. General Grant is right.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We asked for people with interesting occupations tonight. And from the volunteers in our studio audience, we selected Mrs. Marion Chavez and Mr. William Morrison. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Marion Chavez? Is that right? That's the way you pronounce it, Chavez? And Mr. William Morrison, huh? Mr. William Morrison, where are you from? Willie,
do you have to say Willie? I'd rather be called Bill.
I'll call you Bill now. Is there any particular bill that you're fond of, like a $5 bill or a $2 bill?
Five.
$5 bill, okay. Are you married, Mr. $5 bill?
Yes, sir.
How did you meet your wife, Willie? Bill.
I met her at the
end. Suppose I call you Bill Willie and we let it go that way.
Okay.
That'll be the Missouri Compromise.
I met her at the University of California at Berkeley. I was living in the rear cottage of the house. She lived in front, and she used to run across the backyard with a garbage can. Many times I saw her on the run, and one day I said to her, "I never see you walking. You're always running with that garbage can." I said, "Do you ever walk?" And she said, "Yes, sometimes." And I said, would you like to walk with me? And she's been walking with me for 34 years.
And did she ever get rid of the garbage?
She still empties garbage.
How romantic can you get? Marion, how long have you been married?
19 years.
Have you been happy all those years?
Yes.
What sort of work does your husband do?
He's a magician.
A magician? Well, in that case, you're bound to be happy. Whenever things get rough, he just makes himself scarce. Well, what impressed you most the first time you saw him, Marion?
Well, a lot of things impressed me. I think what
impressed
me... Well,
what specifically, I mean?
The way he could swallow a whole chicken egg.
This is by far the most romantic duo we've ever had up here. What more could a girl want from a man than the talent to swallow a whole egg? Is he still able to swallow a whole egg?
Yes, that's his specialty.
You're a lucky girl. What sort of work do you do, Mr. Bill Willie?
I teach chemistry at Beverly Hills High School.
Oh. You teach chemistry. Sounds like very dangerous work. With a job like that, you could easily go to pieces, couldn't you? Why should kids take chemistry?
It's very important because, in a sense, the chemist is replacing the farmer. It's getting to a point so many things are synthetic. We can make synthetic carrot juice. Why, we can get to a point without very...
Synthetic carrot juice?
Carrot juice. We get to a point where you
can... The real carrot juice is bad enough. Can you imagine the imitation?
Get to a point
I bet
where
you've got every rabbit rooting for you, huh?
All you'll need is 2 or 3 pills a day.
That's all I need now. That's not quite true. I actually need 6. Well, now, I read on the bottles and the vitamin, it says B1 and B2. What is the difference between B1 and B2?
You mean boron, or the element boron? Or
I don't know what I mean, but vitamin. I see this on the bottle. I rarely know what I mean, Mr. Morrison. Let's get that straight to begin with, huh?
Well, you want to know the difference between B1 and B2?
That's it.
Probably about $3 a pound.
You make a lot of sense, Mr. Morrison. I think you should run for Senator or the Congress or something.
You'll vote for me?
I certainly would. More than once, too. Huh? As is my custom. The only money I make during elections. Well, Marion, let's get back to your kind of magic. Do you help your husband?
Yes, I teach magic.
You teach magic? Where do you teach it?
Well, we have a school. It's the Chavez College of Magic.
Mm-hmm. And what do you teach there?
We teach sleight of hand, prestidigitation, and manual dexterity.
Oh, I used to know manual dexterity. Yeah. He used to do my gardening for quite some time. What is prestidigitation?
Well, that's the art...
Just about made it, too, huh?
That's the art
prestidigitation,
of...
Prestidigitation. Could you say that 5 times in a row fast?
I couldn't, I don't believe. I wouldn't want to attempt it, no, sir.
You're not much of a gambler, are you?
Not on that.
There are things you'd gamble on, though. Right?
There are.
What, for example?
Well, I'd gamble that the chemist will replace the farmer to a large extent sometime.
You mean in that case we'll then have the chemist's daughter instead of the farmer's?
That's right.
Well, you make a charming couple, and it's been enlightening talking to you. And, Willie, my advice to you is never trust a woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Willie really plays a deadpan, doesn't he? Now you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $1,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The messenger girl and the ski instructor still lead with $259.
You ready? You selected nicknames of states, and you being a teacher, you ought to be pretty sharp on this.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. We have a relationship that's only been paralleled by Gromyko and Atchison. All right, how much are you going to bet?
How much dough is you starting with?
Well, we neglected to tell you that, but since you're a teacher, we thought you could guess at it, huh? All right, you have $20. You selected nicknames of states, is that right? Now, you can bet any part of the $20 that you choose.
About 15 bucks, huh?
You know who he reminds me of? Ned Sparks used to be in a movie. Say, both my kids went to Beverly High. Did you teach either of them, Arthur and
I had Arthur.
You had Arthur?
And I gave him a B in biology.
Well, what does a B stand for, bum?
Not bad.
Not bad.
I sent a note home to you on his exam paper one time.
Really? What did you say?
I was stuck at that time for somebody to come to the Boys League Assembly, which I was sponsoring, and the guy that was supposed to be there couldn't show up. So I said I changed the grade at that time from a B to an A. I said on the bottom of the paper, "Dear Groucho, I'm stuck for a speaker. Have given Arthur, your son, an A in biology. Maybe you can help me out." And you answered it. The next morning, he brought the paper back, and on it you said, "I'll be there, Groucho." And you were there at the high school. You gave a fine talk.
That's true.
True.
But I must say, Willie, if I had my choice, I would rather hear you talk than me.
I'd rather hear you.
And if you were a real smart fellow, you would quit that high school and go into vaudeville. That's what you wanted. You're much better than most of us that are on there.
I have my eye on your job.
Well, you may have your eye on it, but I've got my seat on it. All right, here we go. You're betting $15 on your first question. Here's the question. What state is known as the Hawkeye State?
We say that's Iowa.
I say it's Iowa, too, huh?
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $35.
Let me going for $1,500 tonight. How much of the $35 will you bet on your second question?
$34.15.
Boy, am I going to be good the next few weeks. I'll do anything they ask me to. DeSoto Plymouth, DeSoto Plymouth, DeSoto Plymouth. All right, what state is known as the Sunflower State?
We think it's Kansas.
I think it's Kansas, too.
You now have $69.15.
68.70.
All right, what state is known as the Gopher State?
Minnesota.
Minnesota is right.
You now have $137.85.
You're going to make a nervous wreck out of Fenneman. All right, what state is known? How much are they betting?
About 135.50.
Oh, let Willie figure it out. Huh?
About $135.62.
All right. What state is known as the Buckeye State?
We say it's Ohio.
Ohio is right. Thanks for answering all those questions, too.
Now, if my figures are right...
Is there a CPA in the audience?
Seven. Two. You wind up with $275.47, and that means that you, the magic teacher and the the chemistry teacher... With $275.47 in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question. Friends, I'd like to remind you about getting your car ready for colder weather.
Be sure to tell them, George, there's a lot more to it than just getting antifreeze and having your oil changed.
Well, that's right. If you expect your car to start on the coldest winter mornings, to shift smoothly, to operate efficiently, then the place for you to take it right away is to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer's. First, for easier shifting on even the coldest days, your transmission will get the proper lubricants. For quicker winter starting, your battery will be checked. To handle the increased electrical load of winter driving, the DeSoto Plymouth dealer mechanics will step up the generator and check your spark plugs. The brakes of your car are especially vital in bad weather, so they'll be carefully serviced for safer winter stopping. The master technicians at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers will tune the engine of your car, too, to make sure it will give you economical operation mile after mile. And, of course, you'll get the proper oil, your radiator will be cleaned and flushed, you'll get a good antifreeze, all the things your car needs to give you worry-free operation even in the coldest weather. And believe me, you'll be amazed how little you pay for all this expert service for your car. So drive in for that cold weather checkup tomorrow, wherever you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the magic teacher and the chemistry teacher, the winning couple, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question, Groucho.
Come back. Willie, you haven't changed a bit. Now, this will be the acid test of Beverly High School. Here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help in the audience. Here it is. In 1935, Persia officially adopted a new name. For $1,500, tell me, by what name do we know Persia today? What is the name you two have decided upon?
Iran.
Iran is right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how much did they win now, total?
$275.47, wasn't that right?
Don't forget the other part.
Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Courtesy and good judgment are two keys to highway safety. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.